This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Do you think if the Panthers were first overall right now, they would swap out Bryce Young for Caleb Williams? Mel Kiper.
It's a great question. Guess what? Justin Fields would have been with the Bears, and the Bears would have been happy moving forward with him.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, NFL Network reporter Steve Wyche. Coming up, creator of HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's correct. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is live right here on the Roku channel. This Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. We've had a fun two-hour show already. Tom Pelissero and Steve Wyche, my colleagues from NFL Network, broke down what's going on in the rest of the National Football League with Tom. And then Caleb Williams Pro Day yesterday. We've been talking all about Shohei Ohtani and the story that's been going on that broke from ESPN involving him and his interpreter and gambling. And the interpreter's now been fired and accused of stealing money after the interpreter said it was money that Shohei Ohtani just lent him to try and get him out of his own gambling debts. It's totally off the rails. The Dodgers, by the way, lost 15-11 in Seoul, South Korea to wrap up that two-game series, and Ohtani did not meet with reporters after the game. So there's that. How's that for the first two games of the Major League Baseball season? How's
love
that
it.
For you?
Love it.
And Larry David has arrived. He is currently in our green room. Nice. We will bring him out shortly, and I cannot wait for his return to this show. He is, as you know, one of our favorite guests of all time. Curb Your Enthusiasm, Season 12, 3 episodes left.
I wish I had my flask today.
I know. You brought your flask?
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic.
Little, that was just
a,
Larry
what a brilliant episode. Yes. And yet another brilliant episode from just this past Sunday. Available on Max, which obviously you can see right here through the Roku channel portal. 4 games going right now. We got 4-way action right now in NCAA tournament play. Michigan State is up 16 as we're nearing the final TV timeout. 4 and change left in that one.
You know what, people? Just write that in. That's Sharpie.
It's Duquesne. Oh, that's Seth Davis, right?
Sharpie.
Duquesne is up by 10 points on BYU. 20 seconds into the second half, there was a loose ball and a tie-up that led to a little bit of the business, to use the old NFL phrase, on the floor. I don't know
business.
What happened. Stopped action. And right now, Duquesne is up a baker's dozen. That's 43 right now on BYU.
Man.
They're on a 10-0 run. In a run that stretches to the latter throws of the first half.
Is my bracket going to be perfect, Rich?
Did you pick Akron?
Yes.
You did?
Uh-huh. Well, Akron and Creighton are tied.
That's going down.
I'm telling you guys, the 3-14 games are the new 5-12s. I'm telling you. 3-14s, you got to look out.
All right.
That's my 2 cents. That's my expert opinion on having watched very little college basketball
all right, so
at all this
Illinois
year.
Illinois and Morehead State in the East.
Yep. 3-14 is Kentucky, Oakland.
Yeah, and then
Creighton, Akron, and Baylor-Colgate.
Baylor-Colgate. All right. Let's go.
You know what I mean?
So one of those is going down, you think?
Well, I have Akron moving on, and I have Colgate moving on. I have Illinois moving on. I've got Kentucky moving on.
You went against Baylor, the former champs.
I did. You know why? Because I was bored picking out my brackets. I got bored.
I think that's.
I'm like, yeah, it can't just be all top seeds moving through. So there's that. Let's go to Terzo in Iowa before we bring on Larry David. We're going to do a short first block, as they say in the TV business, and get LD out here and hang out with him for a bit. Terzo in Iowa, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. All rise. What's up, counselor? How are you, sir?
What's up? I'm doing well, guys. Just reporting live from Carl's, having a couple cocktails.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, sure. Terzo, what does this fine establishment in Iowa currently look like? What is the NCAA tournament's first blush action look like in Carl's right now?
Well, it's kind of a revolving door. You kind of get your first guys that come in early to watch the first kind of tip-offs, and then you'll kind of see everybody start to trickle in once they're getting off of work. So we're in that kind of lunch area transition plan right now.
Okay. That's your transition game? That's
that
the transition game?
Describe, Terzo.
Okay. Transition game.
Do you have numbers?
So this is my little bit of fun time before I have to hop on an international flight out to Amsterdam. So,
oh my goodness!
I wanted to catch a little basketball and call into you guys before I go overseas. And I didn't check a bag, and my shoes are going to stay on the whole time while I'm on the plane.
Fantastic.
That's irresponsible.
We may or may not be bringing up one of those subject matters to Larry David when he comes out here shortly.
Very
on this program.
Wardrobe choices,
I would stay tuned for that, Terzo. I would stay tuned for that.
I figured you would, and that's what I always love whenever he comes on.
Me too.
Rich, I am extremely excited for two games this evening, one being Drake, one being ISU. Two really good teams. I think the Cyclones have a really good opportunity to advance pretty far. I'm just upset that they might end up having to face each other if they both win today. And my Bulldogs get knocked out because that's my law school alma mater. So go Bulldogs.
Nice. Excellent. Do you have your dog with you at the bar this time around?
Oh, no. He's with the babysitter right now. So
very good.
I'm going to be heading straight to the airport and going from there.
All right. And how far do you have Caitlin Clark advancing in the women's side of things?
Right now, I have them going to the Final Four.
That's a good choice.
I think they get bounced in the Final Four. Mm-hmm. I think it's just going to be a little too much. The team, she has a great team, and she is arguably the best player on the court.
Yes.
I just don't think that they have enough this year to be able to push it to the championship again.
Well done, Terzo. Safe flight to Amsterdam, sir. Enjoy an Amstel or two before you hop the flight. You got it.
Enjoy those red lights, Terzo.
You know I will.
Or is it Heineken? Lights. Heineken, I should say.
Heineken's in Amsterdam. Oh, yeah. Take the brewery tour. It's awesome.
I did.
I did, too. It's great.
I made the mistake, though, of taking it before the Anne Frank house.
By the way.
So I was hammered.
Oh.
When I walked into that very sobering
place. When I was there last year, I remembered you telling that story. Skipped the Anne Frank house altogether.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
Stuck with the tour. Yeah.
Shouldn't do that.
Well, I didn't want to.
You just go to the tour first, and then you go to the Heineken. Yeah. I
didn't want to flip-flop those.
Hey, listen, I'll help you with your itinerary anytime.
Thank you.
So, are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
All right. We're just going to do a quick break here, and when we come back, Larry David's going to join us for virtually the third hour of this show. LD when we come back.
Yeah. Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, we have Larry David here in studio with three episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm left. What are you thinking with three episodes left, LD? What are you thinking, man?
You know, I don't really get sentimental.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not sentimental about it. It's three. That's, yeah, plenty. Plenty. 12 seasons over 24 years, 12 seasons. The first season aired in 2000.
Mm-hmm. And now, 24 years later, it's 12th and with three episodes left.
Yeah, yeah. And I got to tell you, it went by pretty fast.
It sure did, man.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's as good as ever. I'll tell you what I've told you, you know, off air. I'll say it here. It is as good as ever. This episode, this last week, with the text chain.
Yeah.
And Vince Vaughn is a brilliant addition to the show.
Oh, just, yeah, he's great. Yeah.
I mean, he is as funny as it gets. And then just everything with Susie and Jeff Garlin and J.B. Smoove, the whole crew.
Yeah, that's very nice to hear. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's as good as it gets, LD.
Can I change the subject?
Have at it.
So, you know this, what is it called, the UFL?
Yes, sir.
That's starting up.
Yes.
And you know how I feel about the goalposts, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you made it very apparent here last time, and I even told you that when you said that the goalpost should be removed and that people like, say, the kicker on the Ravens shouldn't be able to handle his business as well as he does in affect games, I told you Justin Tucker actually heard that information.
Yeah, well.
And so... So do we have an update on this situation?
I have a little update.
Okay.
You know, because I'm still obsessed with it. And I heard about this UFL.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, let me talk to somebody in the UFL. I mean, it's insane. So my agent got me on the phone with Dwayne Johnson.
So you went straight up the flagpole.
I went straight up to, and he called me. And we had a conversation.
Did he know what you were asking for?
No, he didn't know. No,
okay.
He was nice enough to call back. And so we had this conversation. I pitched him my no goalpost idea. And I thought it was going to happen. He was completely into it.
So, again, your idea is to remove the goalposts entirely
from
the football.
Yes, remove goalposts.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the idea.
And so you pitched him, like, how did that sound? I mean...
What I said to you on the show, there's no reason for him. Yeah. Suppose there was a baseball game, and there were two parallel bars in deep center field that were 12 feet apart, and you could get a guy off the bench to hit a fungo, and if he got through the bars, you'd get a run. I mean, what's the point? It has nothing to do with the game. You know, so
right.
I told him all that, and then I pitched my extra point. I didn't know that the extra point was already in the XFL.
Mm-hmm.
That there were no extra points from kicks.
Right. Yes, correct.
That it was just So I pitched him like 2 yard line from 1 point, 4 yard line for 2 points.
An actual regular run play, a run or a pass play from the 2 yard line.
Yeah,
would get you 1 point.
Yes.
And then, isn't that what they're doing?
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Is this from you?
I don't think it's from me. I think it was in the XFL.
Okay. But maybe he might have been, how about this? He was on the fence. You spoke. And he's like, you know what, Larry, makes a lot of sense.
Rich, I got to tell you, if there's one thing I could accomplish in my life, if I could get rid of these goalposts, I will die a happy man. That will give me more pleasure than anything.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
You could wave a wand. This is what your accomplishment would
be. Yes, because I don't have a better idea for any other sport.
For any other sport?
Any other sport, I don't have a better idea.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, nothing in baseball, nothing in basketball, the 4-point shot, nothing.
Basketball.
What do you got there?
I think I'd like to get rid of foul shooting.
So what happens when somebody gets fouled in the act of shooting?
You get the foul, and you take it out. You take it out.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you know, free throw shooting is kind of, is it too boring? It slows the game down?
It completely, yes.
Uh-huh.
It slows the game down for no reason. Like, okay, foul shot, I'm turning it off. Why do I want to watch these foul shots? They're so boring, and they're so frequent. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doesn't anybody see what I see? I don't know. Is it me?
Well, here's an interesting
maybe
thing.
One shot.
Here's an interesting thing from the world of basketball. I don't know if you're aware. Did you?
By the way, if I knew I was going to bring up the foul shot thing today,
yes, sir. Yeah.
I would have given it a little more thought. This is off the top of my head.
Understood.
Yeah.
That's not well. It's not completely.
It's not completely thought out.
Okay.
It's a little half baked, but. My point is, It slows the game down. I don't like it. Something's got to be done.
Right. Okay.
Why can't people improve things, Rich? Why? Why can't they be improved?
Not everything needs to just be the same way, Larry. I agree with
you.
Yeah,
right.
I totally agree.
Improve things.
Mm-hmm. Step it up. That's and you think, again, goalposts being removed improves things in the NFL. Okay, so this from the world of basketball. I don't know if you heard this, so I hope I'm informing you.
Uh-huh.
In the NCAA tournament, you don't have a bracket. You don't fill out brackets, do you?
You know what? Can I make an admission here?
Sure, yeah.
This tournament, mm-hmm. How much can I follow in sports? I'm supposed to know who's on drink? This is crazy! Crazy! Valparaiso! I know names on Valparaiso! This is insane! I don't know anything! Maybe I'll watch the semifinal, but that's it! What can I do? I've got the Rangers, you know, I've got the Knicks.
Yes.
I can't follow all these teams. How do people do it?
I don't know.
How do they do it?
Great question. I don't know either.
Who are they married to?
They're married to the game, Larry.
So no brackets. You don't fill out any brackets.
No.
Okay. Have you ever filled out an NCAA tournament bracket?
Maybe once.
Okay.
But all guests.
Understood.
It was all guests.
Oh, it's throwing
darts at the board. It was an office thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So again, this was a soundbite that was delivered yesterday. The head coach of Long Beach State, his name is Dan Monson. He was fired.
Dan who?
Dan Monson.
Oh,
that's
okay.
His name. He was fired last week because they were just having a bad season.
Yeah.
The athletic director fires him right before the Big West tournament, and they went ahead and won the entire tournament, which means they're now in the NCAA tournament. They fired him, and he still has his job. They still allowed him to keep coaching. So he showed up to the press conference yesterday, and he said this.
I don't have to answer anything I don't want to because I'm working for free today.
What did he say?
So it's like you guys see the Seinfeld when George Costanza was trying to get fired and couldn't lose his job and still going to work every day, and that's me. I'm a Seinfeld episode going on right now in real life.
Wait.
Is it an opening statement? Was that it? What do we got going?
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Coach.
There you go.
So he kept his job.
Yes.
But what? How was he able to keep his job?
Because that's a good question. They decided the athletic director thought he would inspire the team by firing the coach.
So he fired him, but he's not fired.
It's what he's kind of saying is coaching. The Seinfeld aspect of this thing.
Yeah.
Because he's mentioning, I think, two episodes here, right? Where the one where the Mets tried to get George to come to them and he tried to get fired from the Yankees, right? That was that episode.
Yeah, I don't think I was there for that one.
Okay, and then there was one where, based on your actual experience, where he
quit and came back. Yeah, that's what I did.
That's what you did in real life, right?
In real life. I quit SNL. I freaked out. I quit. And then I came back on Monday morning. I quit right before the show, came back Monday morning, pretend it never happened.
Yeah. And whose idea was that again?
That was my neighbor, Kramer.
The real Kramer.
The real Kramer, yeah.
And you didn't think for a split second that was a crazy idea back in the day?
You know what? I thought it could work. I thought it was a great idea. I thought I had nothing to lose. Maybe I'd be embarrassed.
Yes.
If he said, "What are you doing? You're fired. Get the hell out of here."
Right.
I would have gone, okay, you know. I would have done that and left. But I thought it was worth a shot because it was, for me at the time, a lot of money. Yeah.
So why did you quit in the first place?
Oh, Rich, I was fed up. Yeah, no, they kept cutting my sketches.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what ended up happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And when you got back, did it work?
The same thing. It continued to cut my sketches.
But they let you back in, though.
They let me back in, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it worked
so
perfectly.
It worked.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. So that's what I guess he feels like what he's doing.
Exactly.
He's actually leading his first game right now.
Yeah.
So,
okay, good for him. Where's he? What is he? Long Beach State?
Long Beach State.
That's a college?
That is. Just down the road.
Yeah, okay.
Just down the road, as a matter of fact.
There's so many of them. How can there be so many athletes? How can so many people play these games?
Yeah.
Look at all these colleges and high schools. They all have teams.
Yes, they do.
Let's go to the colleges. There are really good people playing on these teams.
Yes.
How could there be so many great players? No?
Did you ever play back in the day?
No, Len? Just in the schoolyard. Okay. Yeah.
You never
tried out for a team.
Me neither.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing what I do for a living today. So no, I know I don't. I have. Yeah. I mean, of course, there's all these players, and that's how we have a tournament.
Yeah. You know? So this NCAA tournament, maybe I'll watch a semifinal.
Okay. There you go. Very good.
Can you name any players, any college players?
Sure. Let me think for a split second.
I can't name one college player.
Not one, huh?
Not one. Give you one name.
Well, I'm sure you've seen Caitlin Clark, though, right? You've seen her.
Yes, that's the only one. Yeah, she's the only one.
And she's outstanding.
Yeah.
If she could only play for the Knicks, that would be pretty cool. What do you think of the Knicks right now, Larry? What do you think of the Knicks' chances right now?
Okay, let's get serious. Let's get serious. Sure. No, you can't curse on this show, right?
We've got a button.
What's with the button? No, I don't get it.
We got a button.
Why is there a button?
There's some people in our radio audience that blanch at the conversation.
Is
the Roku
so?
People don't care.
Is that so?
Yes, it is.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
The mic's on the button. So go ahead. Speak your mind.
Okay. I don't need to curse.
Okay.
Okay. What were we talking about?
We're talking about the Knicks. You
the
said,
Knicks.
Let's get serious.
Okay. This is the first time since Linsanity. Mm-hmm. That I've had a feeling about this team.
Mm-hmm.
Because Linsanity lasted 12 games. But it's I really think they have a great chemistry. I love how they move the ball. They play with intelligence. They have a great coach, a great defense. If they had all their starters back, mm-hmm. I think they're going to be tough in the playoffs.
I love Jalen Brunson. I love him.
He's amazing. Yeah.
Right? I mean, just didn't think in a million years he would be turning into what he's turning into right now.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah. He's tremendous. He doesn't seem athletic in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he gets...
Here it goes.
He slithers in. And then he backs. He does that thing. You know, where back. He's going backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He jumps. He does that. It's all good. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He is one of those.
But I really like them, and of course, I'm a crazy Ranger fan too.
So you were locked in on the Rangers.
Locked in.
Are you still taping? Are you still
taping?
You're still taping.
Still taping.
So don't ever send you
No, you can't.
Still
the
assumed tape.
Always assume tape. Oh, no matter what.
Hold on a second.
College game. No matter what.
So anybody who texts you, they have to say, did you see this?
Yet? I don't even want that.
What do you mean you don't even want that?
Oh, well, if that's giving anything away from their excitement, did you see the game tonight? That means I know that, they probably won because something good happened.
Or something that you need to see, right?
I know, but it gets me thinking. I don't want to start thinking.
So don't even want somebody to
Don't send me anything. Don't send me anything until the next day. Yeah.
24 hours.
24 hours, yeah.
Fantastic. Wow. All right, Larry, we have, as always, for you.
Okay.
A grouping of social situations.
Oh, love this.
For you to play judge and jury on.
Great.
And tell us
what
is the appropriate thing for a human in open society
Maybe
to do.
Maybe this could be the next thing I do. Is there a job this?
Well, we have
could
this up
be
on
a job?
We have up on the screen. I don't know if this is something you could you could be Judge Larry. I don't know if we could do this sort of thing, but here we go. Are you ready? All right. First one up, Larry David, judge and jury here on the Rich Eisen Show. First thing for you. I can't believe this has become a controversial subject matter because it blows me away. But is it inappropriate to recline your seat on an airplane?
100%. You do not go back into a person's lap.
Wow. Oh, yes.
You don't do
that.
It's totally, it's so inconsiderate. One notch. I'll give you one notch.
Thank you, LD.
Okay?
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. One notch. That's it. Nobody wants to see your head. Okay? They just don't want to see it. And there's not enough room as it is.
But the button's there for a reason.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
The button's wrong.
The button's wrong. They should eliminate those buttons. Next question.
I'm the exact opposite.
I'm stunned, yeah.
I actually, as soon as the plane's taking off, I use the ascent, the gravitational, you know, push of the ascent to help me recline as fast as possible.
It's not right.
These guys are animals, Larry.
It's not what?
They're animals. I don't recline
animals,
ever.
Right?
They're animals.
Terrible.
No respect.
Why do I have the option to recline then and expect me not to do it? Then take it away from the seat.
They should. And you. I'm surprised at you. Surprised at you.
Because it's there. And I'm like, so the person behind me can, you know, recline and keep going back.
Everybody doesn't want to go back.
What do you mean? Of course you want to go back. What
not, no, not everybody
wants to. You sit straight
to.
Up? You like sitting straight up? In a plane?
Yeah, if I'm reading. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Shocked.
See, I told you. Like, beforehand, they're like, I think I know what Larry's going to say. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Larry's a decent human being, unlike you guys.
It's all about consideration. You know what you're not doing? You know what you're not doing?
What am I not doing?
You're not golden ruling it. You're not doing unto the person behind you as you would want the person in front of you doing unto you.
No, Larry, yes, the golden Larry. Rule. He who's got the gold makes the rules.
Press the button. Okay.
I got the button.
All right. Well,
in this situation, Larry has the gold, so he's making the rules, and he's saying don't recline.
Yeah. All right, next one up.
It's not right.
Next one up. I love this one.
I don't want it, so I don't do it to others.
Oh, got it. All right, well, I guess we'll agree to disagree
by
on
By the
that
way.
One. Yes, sir.
Great question.
Great one to open up.
All great, right. Great question. Love it. Love it.
Next one.
Yeah.
You're at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You have
been,
be good.
Okay. You're at a restaurant and you're on time for your reservation and you've been told your table will be ready once the people who are currently occupying it are done paying the bill, but they linger. Is it appropriate for you to approach the table and tell people to hurry it up?
It's appropriate on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And I'm sorry I never did it, because it's a great idea. I would have done that. If you told me that at the beginning of the season,
yes,
I would have put that in.
Because that's something TV Larry would do?
Yeah,
but
TV
real life,
Larry would do that in a second.
But real life?
Real Larry can't do that, yeah.
Because after a while, though, you could see the people just lingering and sitting there, and they haven't ordered a thing in a forever.
It's unbelievably inconsiderate. When you're done and you see people are still waiting for a table.
Yes.
I mean, if you have a late reservation, like 7:30, and you're going into 9 o'clock, you look around, you see the tables are empty, nobody's waiting.
Yes.
But if you're there at like 6 o'clock, and now it's 7 o'clock, and people are waiting, and they're looking at you... And you're sipping coffee? Get out of here. Get out of that table. You're being rude.
So you do make eye contact. That's the most you communicate with this table?
I might
table?
Do this. You're at the table.
Yes.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
I might look at you and go.
Sort of like a get out, you know.
Yeah, come on.
Give me a break.
Come
look
on.
At, look at the watch, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look no, look at the watch. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be more aggressive than that.
Come on.
Come on. Right?
Yeah.
That's it, though.
That's
but
it.
In Curb, Larry would
in
walk
curb,
up.
In Curb, I'm walking over to the table.
Yes.
Excuse me. You finished your meal 25 minutes ago. You see us waiting here. Come on. This is not right. It's not right. What are you doing? Yeah.
And then, obviously, something ugly would ensue from there on out.
Absolutely.
Understood. Yeah. All right. Next one up. TJ Jefferson has one for you. Go ahead, TJ. Give your social situation question to Judge Larry David. Go for it.
Judge LD, here's the thing. Maybe you and JB have went over this one time in the past. Brothers, black males, we have this thing we do out in society called the nod. You know, we see each other, you know, in the street, maybe in a corporate environment, in a club. We look at each other, we give each other a nod as a way of acknowledging one another. So my question is, bald men, shouldn't you have the same thing?
Oh, 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 I love this is very good. By the way, TJ, love the black nod. That's a fantastic thing. And
what about the bald nod?
And I did that on the Curb Your Enthusiasm special in 1999, the very first show. It was a special.
Yeah.
It wasn't a pilot, where I passed a black man and I gave him a nod to show that I'm one of the good white people. You know? Yeah, I explained it to Jeff after.
Yeah?
Yeah, I gave him a nod. Yeah, I want him to know I'm one of the good guys. Yeah.
Yeah?
But the black nod to each other, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, the bald nod, you might have something there. That's pretty good.
Pretty.
That's a double pretty. Yeah.
Double pretty.
Yeah, we don't... there's no Jew nod, you know. We don't have a Jew nod, but
no, we don't.
Jewish fans come up to me,
yes,
and they'll try and subtly let me know that they're in the tribe.
Yes,
yeah, you know, I'm a Jew. You know, I'm a Jew.
How do you even respond to that?
I go, congratulations. Good for you. Good for you. That's great. Yeah.
But the bald thing is like you and I would be crossing each other in the street. Like,
yeah.
Do you tap each other on the head?
But you could run into trouble here.
Why?
Because if a person is sort of bald
fighting it.
And gets the nod,
right.
Now they're paranoid that, hey, he gave me the bald nod.
It's premature bald nod.
Premature bald nod.
They haven't embraced the bald.
Yeah. Now, now he's running off to look in the mirror to see where he is.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Bald-wise.
While we're just briefly on the subject of, we talked earlier about, you know, George Costanza and you using some George stuff, from real-life stuff for George on Seinfeld. Did you ever wear a toupee? Did you ever go in that direction?
Oh, God, no.
Never.
No,
never.
God, please.
So that wasn't like a real life moment to put a toupee on,
no,
on George?
No, never. No. One can never consider it for a second.
Oh, my God.
Rich, I'm better than that.
I didn't mean to
offend. I'm a superficial guy, okay? But I'm not there.
Oh, know? My God. That was also brilliant when Elaine just grabbed it and threw it out the window. All right, two more to go here. Next up, Larry David, judge and jury.
By the way,
yes,
having a wonderful time here.
Fantastic.
Okay,
love hearing that.
Yeah.
Anytime. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
This is big for me. When traveling with a group, for a short trip.
Okay.
All right, 2 to 3 days. Okay. Here we go. When traveling with a group for a short trip, is it okay to check a bag when everyone else is not checking a bag?
This is kind of like ordering an appetizer when everybody else is just ordering a main course, isn't it?
And then asking to split the check.
Yeah. 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 Similar.
Okay.
Right.
But this one for me is just like if I don't want to influence the judge, but go for it. What do you think here?
Well, if you brought too much, you don't know that other people aren't checking when you leave your house. You don't know. Have you called? Have you asked anyone? You know, you might want to ask other people to find out before you do it. But if you haven't done that, well, what are you going to do? You've already, it's too big. It's
right.
Not going to fit. So I guess the thoughtful thing to do would be to call other people. Are you checking a bag?
Give a heads up.
Send a text. Anybody checking a bag?
And if...
Get on that chain. Get on the chain.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Smiley face.
Ha ha. I think that's the solution to that.
So checking, but let's just say then everybody on the chain says I'm not checking.
Then you cannot check.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't, because
if people have weighed in and nobody else is checking, well, you got to be a jerk to do it.
Because you're keeping everyone waiting
exactly.
On the back end.
Yeah. If you're all sharing the same car.
Yeah, you're on a group trip.
Yeah. No, no good. Yeah.
All right. Because that's what I've been talking to these guys whenever we travel together.
Yeah.
Now, they always accuse me of shipping my clothes ahead.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I don't have the same problem having to check a bag. But we were going to Vegas for Super Bowl for 3 days, and you checked the bag. You guys checked bags.
Yeah.
You know?
We had multiple outfits per day.
Yep.
Shoes take up a lot of room.
I wear size 13s, LD.
You know, people, they have their traveling habits,
yes.
I guess.
Yes.
They're hard to break. You know what you know what he's bringing shoes, okay?
10 pair for 3 days left.
No.
Okay.
No, there were just three.
He has spoken.
All right.
Last one for you, Larry David, judge and jury.
What's going through the mind, by the way, when you're packing for a trip?
Yes.
Getting into each person's mind.
Yes.
The thoughts.
Like what?
Four pairs of underwear. Four socks.
Four
t-shirts.
I do go in my head, though. This is Wednesday.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Thursday.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Friday. That's Saturday.
Yeah.
What if there's a day where, what if I have to stay over one more night?
You know what? It reduces everybody to the same person at some point in their lives. At this little time, this half hour in your life.
Yes.
You are the same as everybody else who's traveling. Yeah.
Well, and again, not to go too deep here, but that is the genius of Seinfeld, the genius of Curb, is to find those moments where we can all agree in this world where it's so difficult to agree with each other. We can all agree this is a bridge too far societally. You know, this is not to be countenanced. This sort of slight affront.
Exactly.
In the world.
Yeah.
Is to find these things, but also these moments where we're all the same person going through the sock drawer trying to figure out, you know, how many of these we need for the trip.
Why you packed 8 pair of underwear for a 2-day trip?
Or 19 pairs of shoes. But again, we've already asked and answered here. All right, last one
you. You're counting the socks and underwear. You're bringing extra, though, right? Just in case.
Just in case.
You got to bring extra.
Of course.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah, okay. We're not animals, right?
We're not animals.
Last one, Larry David. When riding in an Uber by yourself, is it inappropriate to sit in the front seat?
First of all, I don't even know how to get Uber. Do you know that if I have to Uber somewhere, I have to call my wife or kids to order the car for me? Because I'm so technically backward.
Is that right?
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't order food to go. I can't get it. I can't get a food delivery. My wife has to get it for me. She could be on the East Coast. I'll say, I need a delivery. And she'll do it. I can't do it.
She's your personal Postmates or something like that?
Yeah, and my kids do it too.
Okay.
So when I have gotten the Uber, you don't sit in the front. Yeah.
It's like almost sociopathic, right?
They don't want you up there. Why do they want you up there? So they don't look like a driver? So for the other 9 hours in the day, they'll feel like a driver. And now for these 20 minutes, they don't feel like a driver? Come on. It's ridiculous. Just sit in the back. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sit in the back.
Mike Del Tufo sits in the front.
You're stupid, Mike. Why do you do that?
I do it. I ask, number one.
But why?
Because I like sitting up front because I drove when I was a kid. I used to drive.
Yeah, I drove too. I was a limo driver.
But it was like, and I ask. And a lot of times I like the conversation. I like talking. Rich will tell you. And I just like the conversation of sitting up front. I feel like I'm...
He likes to talk. Yeah. All right, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
And he has the highest rating of us all.
Plus, by the way...
He does have the highest Uber rating of us all.
I have the highest Uber rating by doing that. So I think...
an Uber rating! Get out of here! Also, they're not going to take your money if you're a 2.5? How stupid is that? They're rating the passengers! They're going to reject you! They're going to reject you! Why? Because you were unwoke or something?
Oh, my God.
So stupid, this rating. Yeah.
That is so funny. Yeah, because my rating's in the toilet for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why. But, oh, my God.
But what do you have to do to get a bad rating, by the way?
I don't know.
What kind of moron?
Well, which is what? Like, complain
about?
What
kind of stupid moron do you have to be to have this, to insult this driver enough that he's giving you a bad rating?
Oh, my God.
Well, I could see. You know, sometimes yes. if... I like to drive. I hate when I'm being driven.
You don't?
I hate being driven.
Really? You don't like it?
I hate it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to be, you know what I'm doing. I'm in control. You're not going fast enough. Go faster. Go faster. Go faster, faster. Turn, turn here, turn here. What are you doing? I could see if I took enough Ubers, I might get the bad rating. Fortunately, I don't.
Oh, man. Oh, God. All right. We take a break. You stick with us to the end of the
sure,
show?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Take a break. We'll be back here with Larry David. Oh, my God.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Money.
Yes.
That if somebody said, does Rich Eisen recline his seat?
Yes.
I would have said, no, no chance.
I'm not a recliner. Rich isn't a recliner.
Yeah.
I am a serial recliner. I feel the disapproval from you right now, Larry. And I'm.
If we were dating, okay, and this came up in the first date, it would be a red flag for me.
On the spot, we couldn't go anymore.
I don't think so. Yeah,
because again, I just think I recline, then everyone else. It's like dominoes. You know, could just keep domino effect all the way back.
Yeah,
you know, I'm never going to convince you otherwise.
No, never, never.
Where are you on the armrest? What's your opinion on armrests?
That's another good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like first come, first serve.
Yeah, there's really no armrest rule.
There isn't. It's like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're right. Somebody needs to address this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be done in a presidential address.
State of the armrest?
Yeah. Yeah. And now that I have your attention, I'd like to talk about armrests. Yeah. Nobody knows what to do. Does the person who's sitting on the far left get both of them? Or does the person sitting on the far right get both of them? Which way does it work? Left or right?
Or the person in the middle. And then and then there's the space. Like, you get the... You always want the back of the armrest. You never want the front. You got to get the back. That's the better real estate.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see? Yeah. The other one.
No, you can't share an armrest. Yeah, it's one or the other.
That's what I mean.
I think if it's a plane... I think you got to confront it immediately and say to the person, look, we're going to have an armrest issue here.
Yeah.
Let's just, because people don't talk to each other. Everything's in their minds. Nobody talks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about doing Curb, because you get to talk about stuff. And so you say to the person, you could take the first hour. I'll take the second hour.
For the armrest.
For the armrest.
Yeah.
You know, you work it out like human beings. People never work anything out. Everything's in their head. This prick's got the armrest for the whole time. It's not fair.
Just because he staked out the ground first.
Yeah, he staked it out. Doesn't have enough consideration.
And then there's an elbow war.
Yeah.
There's an actual war of elbows. You can have that. I appreciate that.
Sorry for the cuss word.
It's all good. You got it. Mike's on it.
You get it, Mike?
Yes, I got him. I got him.
I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Larry David here to finish up this program. Three episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm left. Is there anything you want to, any breadcrumbs you want to throw out for anybody?
I don't think so.
No breadcrumbs? No. All right. And again, I'll ask the question, even though I do know the answer already. People want to ask. This is it, right? Over?
This is it.
Over. Completely over.
Yeah, and people don't seem to believe me, but it's over.
They don't believe you because it's as good as ever. You know what I mean?
Well, that's nice of you to say. Thank you very much.
It is the truth. Yeah.
It's over. Hey, Aaron Donald retired after 10.
Yeah, so you're like him. You're full.
I'm full, yeah.
You should use the Aaron Donald line.
Yeah, I was thinking about it this morning when I saw him.
Yeah.
I'm full, yeah.
It's a good one. You can take it from Aaron Donald. I'm full. After 12 seasons, 24 years, I'm full. Okay. I don't know if you saw this either. Did you see the Yankees are having a Costanza bobblehead night?
I did.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
There it is. Right there.
I'm going to get one of those.
Without being one of the first 18,000 guests, as they say?
I'm going to try and get one. Put it in my office.
Why did you choose the Yankees again and not the... Wouldn't Jerry want the Mets? Why'd you choose the Yankees?
I'm a Yankee fan.
Was there an actual conversation between you?
No, he didn't mind.
Never?
No, he didn't care.
Okay, he didn't care. No. It's just laundry to him anyways. That's, his stand-up act,
laundry,
right?
Yeah.
It's all about the laundry.
Yeah, he's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who's in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just get a bobblehead and that's the end of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Do you have any bobbleheads in your collection or anything like that? Larry, this is the only one. No.
You know what? There might be a bobblehead in my office behind my chair.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Might be. I don't know. I have a feeling there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess then the one last thing for you before we send you on the road here is do you have a favorite episode of Curb? One that you're particularly proud of based on the way it turned out, the way it's been part of everyone's lexicon now? Do you have one going out the road?
Tough one. I'll throw some out at you.
Please.
I love the ski lift episode.
With the Orthodox Jewish woman?
Yeah, when I had to act very kind of Jewy, and Susie pretended to be my wife, and she wanted me to jump off the ski lift because she couldn't be with a man alone after sundown. I love that one. Palestinian chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the Bill Buckner episode.
Oh, yeah.
Which you had to really work to get him, right? Like, you really had to work to get him?
I had a couple of phone calls.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted him to drop the baby in the first episode. He goes to catch the baby. Oh, he kills the baby. I couldn't do it, though. Couldn't do it.
Oh, did you actually ask him to do that, or
did? No. But I thought of it. I thought it would be, oh boy, this is like really sick funny.
Right.
Yeah. But no.
Bob Einstein's soliloquy in the Palestinian chicken episode where he couldn't believe you were saying what you were saying when you were, you know, in the room.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
For sure.
I love that. I don't know. There's so many of them.
Who was the guest that you needed to twist the arm the most to get to appear? Who was the... None of them?
I don't remember doing any twisting.
No kidding. That's outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, you'd ask. If you wanted somebody, you'd ask. And if they said yes, they said yes. If they said no, you move on.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of times when people say no, it becomes a blessing in disguise in casting. I've discovered that, I'm glad they said no because this person really worked out.
Is that Alexander Vindman? Who worked out?
Vindman, he was good.
He had some comedic chops.
Yeah.
My gosh. Larry, again, I really appreciate you coming on here. And everybody here is, you know, just a huge fan, man, of your shows and everything like that. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. You know, the fact that I've been part of some, you know, coffee klatch group that looks at these episodes beforehand.
Rich sees the shows. People, let me just remind them.
Sure.
Rich, we have a group of about 5 or 6 people who come in, who we screen the shows for, and then I ask them questions just to see if they understood everything and the continuity of it all, and if there's anything they wanted to point out. And Rich has been in that group for 10 seasons? Yeah.
And it's been an honor.
Yeah.
Really, it's been a blast. Total blast. So everybody check out Curb Your Enthusiasm's final three episodes on HBO Sunday nights at 10 Eastern and then available on Max. And you can check that out right here on the Roku portal. Thanks for coming on, LD.
Pleasure.
The great Larry David. We'll wrap up this show on Roku in a sec.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.